Thank you, Chair, and thank you for the question from the distinguished delegate from Sweden. As to the first question, I believe it was the what changes were, in what sense did commercial actors, were they instrumental in changes to the legal system? I think I have that correct. And aviation is significantly different than space from the perspective of a robust number of actors entering into the market in early days and the ability of individuals and small companies to foray into the activities. And so there are don't seem to be similar parallels between aviation and space until now. We're seeing startup companies today that are acting similarly to aviation companies in the early days of aviation. But changes that were, I'm going to set the idea of changes aside for the moment and give it some thought and first address how commercial actors might get involved with the work of this group. I think it's given the dramatic increase of commercial operators as well as other non-governmental operators in outer space that it's imperative to at least understand their priorities, and I think that that dovetails well with the notion of setting aside civil and other commercial actors and separating in the sense that that it can reduce tension and lead to a more robust marketplace in the long term. I think that the method for involvement, I continually wonder why there isn't an international trade association for space actors, similarly to IATA, which originally started as sort of a quasi-international, quasi-NGO organization, and today is simply a trade association, but has ECOSOC status, represents its members in UN fora, including at COPIUS, and so I don't really see a difference between an actor like that and traditional civil society actors who could come and make interventions, as we have here with us today, other civil society actors who have ECOSOC status and could make interventions. I would fully support that notion, and I think that their inputs could be very valuable for understanding their priorities vis-a-vis sustainability, reducing the chances for misperception in activities, and so I would support that. Returning to the issue of changes, I mean, traditionally, commercial actors have been great lobbyists, and so part of it has to do with just instructing and informing their governments as to what their priorities are, and we see that regularly at the domestic level. In the aviation industry, to some extent, there is activity within the International Civil Aviation Organization with commercial actors in that they provide technical expertise, not unlike what happens at the Scientific and Technical Subcommittee, but in a more, I keep saying robust, but that's the word that applies, in a more robust fashion, and participating in the discussions and working panels that are creating new standards and recommended practices. So I think that those inputs go a long way toward changing the legal environment to the better for most actors in acting in these international spaces.